want to tell you what the number 17 shows in the Bible. Number 17. And then take you and I bless you with those truths. Amen. You are ready for some blessings? See, you should be ready to lift your hands and shout hallelujah and amen as you get it. Amen. Hallelujah. 17 in the Bible has a few references and we will understand what it takes. First reference of 17 comes in Genesis 7 and verse 11. Genesis 7 and verse 11. It's a start of divine judgment. Now, 17 in the Bible signifies divine what? Judgment. Judgment. Nice adi from the Lord. Ready to take some adi from the Lord? Yes, sir. Some people are yes for that also. Amen. 7:11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day, were all the fountains of the great deep broken up and the windows of heavens were... The fountains of the deep were open, windows of heavens were open. There was flood everywhere. There can be, there might be. These tsunami attacks and you know all the waves with the springs which comes apart from the study of 17. It can happen. How many of you know it can happen? Chennai, it happened, no? Why judgment in Tamil Nadu? Why Madras is not being spared? And the Lord told that man of God, it's because of the blood of Saint Thomas was shed there. Now I don't know how true is that, but can be. We do not know. Orissa is also going to have a big quake. That's what many people have said. I do not know what, but in the world you will see these news of tsunamis and typhoons and tornadoes and all those things. People are looking for Trump to come. Trump and Putin are best friends. Now who is Putin? Vladimir Putin. Aha. Birds of the same feathers flock together. He's telling wait for 20th. Obama is trying his best. His enemies are Russia and Israel. Biggest enemy is Israel. If you are enemy of Israel, where will you go? Now, Trump is telling he's a friend of Russia and Israel. Now, I don't know how that can happen. How these can happen, we do not know. We simply cannot understand. We need to pray like Abraham. See, when he knew about the divine judgment, what did he do? He went and stood before the Lord and said, Lord, at least if there are 50 righteous, will you save the city? If there are 45 righteous, he engaged in a conversation with God. This year, you should have active conversations with the Lord, interceding for the nations, interceding for one another. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! And we saw the fruit last week when Brother Kishore was having a deliberation. He's traveling lots. He's traveling lots here and there, going for deliberation. Suddenly, he became unconscious. And it's a high blood pressure or all those things. And it was a bad attack. But the Lord kept him safe. Amen. That's our God. When you come in prayer. He was here for 31st. He said those confessions. And when the Lord hears those, hallelujah, will he not spare us? He will spare us. Thanks be to the Lord that he gave his back, his life. Hallelujah. I want to pray that all of you working in big, big jobs, whatever big jobs it is, you will come home quickly. No office food. Office food you will get for free also. Don't eat it. Come home, make curd rice and potato, eat it. Ashte. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, eat things which are at home. Don't work too much. If you work too much, this body is an engine. So every day come home at the right time, pray together with your family and children and go to sleep. Amen. Instead of that, sleeping times you are working, working times you are what will happen? Hallelujah. Have some disciplined life this year in the name of Jesus. I rebuke all pharaohic forces in your office to be out in the name of Jesus. And you will have good time with your family. You will have good time to move in your iPad and learn God's word and teach God's word and be fruitful in the ministry. Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Pharaohic forces will go this year. I want to tell you. I'll come there later. Genesis 8:4. We see another instance where 17 is being used. Genesis 8 and verse 4. And the ark, can we read it together? And the ark rested in the seventh month on the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat. Hallelujah. So there is a 17 there. On the 17th day, the ark. Who was in the ark? Noah and his family. Hallelujah. In this period of judgment, if you want to be safe, get inside the ark. Get inside the ark. What is the ark? It's the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So 17, when it's judgment for the world, it's going to be a comforting time for God's people. How many God's people are there here in this place? Lift your hands and say, praise the Lord. It's going to be a time for comfort. You're going to have some mountain experience. You're not going to shake here and there. 2016, you were like a reed. But in 2017, your ark will rest on Mount Ararat. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, it's time for some rest. Hallelujah. Glory to God in Jesus' name. I will have some good rest, good recuperation. 2017, the Lord will be my ark. Acts 2 and verse 21 says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Whoever, whenever you call on the name of the Lord, you will be saved. Lift your hands and call out the name of the Lord. Jesus, hallelujah. Jehovah Rapha, his name is a healing God. Jehovah Rohi, he is our provider. Jehovah El Shaddai, he's a mother-like God. He has breasts that can comfort you, that can satisfy you. The small baby which we got, hallelujah, it is satisfied with the mother's milk. Why? It doesn't drink water, it doesn't drink anything else. Everything needed is in the mother's. Everything needed is in God. That's El Shaddai. This year he will comfort you with his breasts over you, with his grace over you, with his provision over you, with his warmth over you. All what you need is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Everybody say, strong tower. In a year of tsunami, in a year of all destructions, you need a strong tower. And what is the strong tower? The name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. Let's sing that song together. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Who will run in? The righteous. Only the righteous can say the name of Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Amen. The righteous run into it and they are saved. For the Lord is my tower and he gives me the power to tear down the works of the enemy. In a difficult tower, he will crush the devourer and bring the powers of darkness where? Underneath my feet. For the Lord is my tower and he gives me the power to tear down the works, to tear down of the enemy. In a difficult tower, he will crush the devourer and bring the powers of darkness underneath my feet. Where are the powers of darkness? Underneath your feet. Never forget that. Don't be afraid of the powers of darkness. If you are afraid of darkness, the power of darkness will come over you. That's how it works. What do you believe it will work? Before the delivery, one old lady came to Sheba and said, you will have a boy and you will have a cesarean. One church member, not here. She called me suddenly, what are these people telling me? I said, do you believe that? Your husband, man of God, is telling you will have a safe delivery. And she had it. Amen.
She had a normal. You know how much a hospital expense we paid? We got a big suite room for 3 days. Big room. 3 people can sleep in that room. 3 attendants. The doctor said, pay the medicine bill and go.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
3,000 rupees. Can you believe? You serve the Lord, He will do. That is our connection. Hallelujah. Those who serve the Lord, He will lack no good thing. Some people pay 2 lakh, 3 lakh and all. Cloud 9, mother care, no problem. That God gave you. Insurance wala will pay, no problem. But I don't have any insurance. Insuranceless people. But God will be our insurance. That's how God works. Hallelujah. Some people get so anxious about their health. Before something happens, one small headache will come. Oh, is it stroke? You think that it will be stroke. Hey, you eat something good, that pain will go. Yesterday the Lord told me some kidney related issues will be healed this morning in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. As the word of God is preached, it will happen. Hallelujah. So eat some good food. Immediate one heart pain comes. Oh, you. Is it heart attack? You ate so much of French fries, put it inside your system, gas erupts. Instead of that, what will happen? Heart attack. My goodness. Don't go and simply treadmill test, other mill test, pay him money. I am telling you, you believe in the Lord's word, you will be safe.
Amen.
When our time comes, He will call us home. Ah, what's the big thing? Go there, Anandama. What do you say? After the course on the earth is done, go up, meet Jesus and enjoy Him.
Amen.
Now we serve by faith, there face to face. So this year, you will stand on a rock. The ark, you will see destruction elsewhere. But you will see the ark in Mount Ararat, resting on the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is going to be Joseph's year. Genesis 37 and verse 2. Can we come to Genesis 37 and verse 2? Hallelujah. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph being
17 years old.
Hallelujah. You will be a Joseph. You will be a Joseph. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, I will be a Joseph.
Amen.
Why? Because the Father loves you so much.
Amen.
This year you will see the Spirit of God just coming inside your heart. You will not know, Lord, you will just be overwhelmed. You know what I'm telling? Sometimes you will start cooking and suddenly you will feel the love of God so much. The feeling of being loved by God, it's just wonderful. Yesterday I had a small glimpse when I came from through the highway. From Salem onwards driving. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, fill me. Suddenly the love of the Lord filled me. I don't know where the clutch was, brake was, just came. But electrifying atmosphere in the car. I'm telling you, you will have the same experience. Don't worry, angels are taking you. Hallelujah. Petrol they will put, diesel they will put. You just enjoy the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. That doesn't mean you should close your eyes on the signal and try that. Unless the love of God comes, don't do that. These are like the thumbs up Pepsi ads. These are done by professionals. You don't try it at home. So once you get that love of God, you will go like that. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. So what is the difference? What is the experience of Joseph? Joseph got a robe of many colors. You will have a robe of many colors. In different ways, you will shine. Everywhere you go, you will shine. In your ministry, you will shine. In your office, you will shine. In your home, you will shine. Everywhere, you will shine. Nobody seems to be excited. I said, Lord, I have a robe of many colors. You know what is a robe of many colors? I have a church which is national and international. We have Tamil Nadu people here. We have Andhra people here. Now Telugu population big time coming in. Hallelujah. You seem to be taking over the church. Malayalis are there. Hallelujah. Mumbai walas are there. Marathi people are there. Northeast people are there. Hallelujah. We have from Jammu to Punjab, Sindh, Gujarat, Maratha, Dravid, Utkada, Banga. Hallelujah. Vindhya, Himachala. Joshua came another tune last week. Vindhya, Himachala, Yamuna, Ganga. I forgot all my national anthem. Hallelujah. It's a robe of many colors. One dear brother comes from Africa. Sometimes he shows up. So we have international. I pray to the Lord. Lord, I want from every part. Chinese, Mongolians, Japanese, Saudi Arabia, Pardawala. All of them should come to the robe of many colors. Hallelujah. Our ministry should expand and should have a robe of many colors. We are not just Malayali only church. We are not just Tamil only church. We are not Madrasi, Sindhaba, Uttar Bharat wala, Murdabad. No, no. We are all Yeshu mein ek hai. Hallelujah. Yeshu mein ek hai. Hum, we are one in the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, you are ready to wear the robe of many colors. Internationally, you will be some African will come and deal with you in your official projects. They will, one South American will come and give you some allowance. And you know, amen. It's a multicolor.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. But don't forget, when the Lord decorates you with the robe, the people of the world will be jealous. Now don't go and fight with them. Joseph, did he fight with them?
No.
He got dreams after dreams. The more the people fight with you, get ready for the supernatural to open. One dream he saw, his wheat chaff was, he said, brothers, I have a dream. What is the dream, Ba? My wheat chaff is standing there, all your wheat. How you offended, but that's what he he said, poor fellow, he said, no problem. Next dream, one, oh, what's the next one? Sun, moon, and the 11 stars are. Did they do that? Those who offended you will bow down before. I am telling you, those who offended you, the place where you are rejected, God will lift you up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. May this be your portion in 2017. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Like Joseph, this is the year of Joseph. This is the, see, till 2017 you had a lot of story. God will use that, but now is the start of your ministry. Joseph was 17, you are in 2017. Hallelujah. From here starts a new dimension, a new area, a new realm of your ministry. Hallelujah. A new realm of your career. Get ready to learn more. Release more apps. Release more. Learn what is the Internet of Things and what next? What is the latest next? After IoT, what is the next? Huh? MQTT. Okay, whatever. Learn it all. Somebody said, praise the Lord.
Praise.
You will train people. You will build up nations. Hallelujah. Sujo gave his manager, my Leading the Nehemiah Way, and it seems he's liking the book. So go and gift your managers Leading the Nehemiah Way, the biblical concepts of leadership. Hallelujah. So this is Joseph's year. Lift your hands and say, this is Joseph's year, and it's my year because I am like Joseph. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a year to come out of Egypt. Genesis 47:28. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt. How many years? 17 years. Who knows? Probably 2017. The church has lived in the earth for 2017 years. God will come and take us home. This world is our Egypt. Hallelujah. Sometimes you may have some addiction. Sometimes you have some all the attacks of the enemy. I am telling you, this year it's going to get over. It's going to get over. 2017, God has earmarked that you will come out of your Egypt life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Out of your bondage.
Yes.
If you have some debts this year, your debts will be cancelled in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you have some financial problem this year, God, you know, whatever is Egyptic in your life, God will make it Canaanic. Hallelujah. Promise oriented. He will turn the hallelujah seas into dry land, and he will do great things. There were 17 judges since the death of Joshua till Samuel. I don't want to tell the names. From Joshua till Samuel, there are 17 judges. So there can be change in governments, change in hallelujah, different governments, and change in the way the Lord works. This year is a year for evil to end. Rehoboam, there is a king. Only Jesus I know, Pastor, in the Bible. You are telling boom, boom, boom. Rehoboam. That's why we are doing read through the Bible. Okay. In 1 Kings 14:21, we see Rehoboam ruling. Listen here. Till Solomon ruled, it was one kingdom. After Rehoboam came, it became two. Probably there are many divisions, divisive spirits this year. How many of you heard what Sakshi Maharaj said yesterday?
You know who is Sakshi Maharaj? UPCM candidate. He is telling people having four wives, divorcing one after the other, having 50 children is not acceptable. Because when he is looking, all his population is coming down, other fellow is increasing. Divisive politics will be there. Caste, creed, you know, there will be all this caste-wise division. There will be division, and Rahogam rule is imposing heavy tax. I am praying, Lord, let not finance minister get up on February 1 and reduce the tax limit. Means now till 2.5, is it? Till 2.5 no tax. Probably he may get up in February 1 and say till 1 lakh no tax. That should not happen. You should pray. Rehoboam ruled till 17 years. This year we make it, then the Lord will show next what to do in 18. But let's pray that there will be no heavy yoke on us. See, it was a heavy yoke. What happened on November 8th? It seems all the money has come back into the system, and now the account, everybody, now nobody can escape the... But many people burned their notes. They thought it's better to burn the notes than to come in the income tax scanner. In Ganga, notes were flowing and flowing. See, our people are really interested. That's what Modi ji was telling. Can you imagine? There are only 24 lakh people who pay their taxes, it seems. But you see everywhere big cars. What he said, there is truth in that. There's no lie there. Is there only 24 lakh people who are in the high income sector? No, lot of people. Anyway, so this year, Rehoboam year, 17 shows, 17 years they will reign. So this time probably there can be a change. Who knows? Probably our prime minister can change. I do not know. Year for evil to end. Jehoahaz, 2 Kings 13:1, evil reigned for 17. Another king called Jehoahaz. Now Jeremiah 32:8-9. Hallelujah. Very quickly, 5 minutes I will finish and then I'm done. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 32:8-9. Another instance of 17. So Hanamiel, my uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison according to the word of the Lord and said unto me, what did he say? Buy my field, I pray thee, that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is thine and the redemption is thine. Buy it for thyself. Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. Because earlier there was a word, Jeremiah 32 homework. Please go and read. Okay. So next, Jeremiah is buying a land in verse 9. And I brought, everybody say, and I bought the field of Hanamiel, my uncle's son, that was in Anathoth, and weighed him money, even 17 shekels of silver. You're going to possess some good lands this year.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You're going to get some 17 shekels means, hallelujah, in your name. Jeremiah wrote the land in whose name? Jeremiah's name. When I got this promise, I was like, Lord, make me a Jeremiah. We are running here and there for the land. Who knows, 2017, God can bring us into our land of inheritance. I want to tell you, friends, those who are living in rented houses, this is your year to buy a good house. Hallelujah. Good house. Some swimming pool, some jacuzzi, some spa. I don't have all those things, but take me sometime there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord shall bless you. The Lord's blessing shall be upon you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Get some land. Get some car. Get whatever God has to write in your name this year. Interest rates have come down big time. Now what is the interest rate? 8? 8%? Or before? Huh? 8.5? No. SBI is 8, I think. For ladies, 8 or 7.9 or something. So get it. Get your house and call me there. We will settle you there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Mark is thinking for Malayal Tamil service. Is this for me? Is this for me? It's for you, Brother Sujo. It's for you, Brother Mark. It's for you, Sameksha. Get your house this year in the name of Jesus. Others are thinking, thank God I escaped the list. Now for you also. All of you who came here this year, yours is your year of getting your own house. Enough of paying some fellow rent and getting HRA. You claim your interest and reduce it from your ATC or ATCC. ATC. Okay. Possession of your inheritance. Look, I like that word. I signed and sealed the deed.
Hallelujah. I signed, I could see this. I signed and sealed the deed. Lift your hands and say, I will sign and seal the deed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I will seal, I will sign and seal the deed. And then it goes on, that verse says, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Hallelujah. The last thing, Jesus waited from 12 to 29, 17 years. 12, we see him in the temple. Then where we see him next? At the age of 30, in the river banks of Jordan. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, Jesus will appear to you more than ever before. 17 is his year. Hallelujah. To appear before you. Hallelujah. On Nisan the 17th, Jesus, who was crucified on the cross, rose from the dead. Nisan 17. When was Jesus risen up? Nisan, not Tarano, Nisan Tarano. At least for that you can keep it in mind. But that's 1 month. And on the 17th day, Jesus rose up. This year, the Lord will rise up in your life. Hallelujah. The Lord will rise up. We will see the resurrection power of the Lord at work in our lives. And somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And people also say that crossing of the Red Sea happened on Nisan 17. Are you ready to cross your Red Sea? You are seeing Pharaoh behind. You are seeing Red Sea in front. Lift your rod to the sea. And what will happen? The Lord will send a wind and the Red Sea will split. You will see great outstanding miracles in your life. Say, great outstanding miracles. Lift your hands and say, not for others. In my life, great outstanding miracles. This is a year of great outstanding miracles in my family, in my church, in my land.